Legal Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeyer. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The science Digest Journal says, silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Now, Saudi Arabia has announced that they have acquired evidence of meddling in their internal affairs coming from Qatar. Now, remember, Qatar is very much a U.S. client state. We have a Navy base there. The Qatari government are abusing their people, putting down protests, but you don't hear anything about it because, hey, they may be bastards, but there are bastards and so forth and so on. So basically, Saudi Arabia is claiming to have documentary evidence proving Qatari officials have plotted to destabilize the country. So Saudi Arabia is apparently on the list of nations to be overthrown and brought back firmly into the warm embrace of the petrodollar and Bretton Woods. Couple of very bizarre developments regarding Iran. The CIA's chief of Iran operations has been suspended, ostensibly for creating a hostile work environment, which is sort of a very vague term. There are implications, overtones, that he was flirting too hard with the women. Generally, when somebody in that position gets kicked out, it's not for the reason that's given publicly. At the same time, we're getting word that the head of Press TV's London Bureau was picked up by MI5 over the weekend. So it looks like maybe something is in the works. They're getting ready to move on Iran, and they needed to clean house and try and get Press TV, at least in the West, back under control. All righty, let's see. Looks like John in Barbados called back. John, aloha. Welcome to the show. Got another thought for us.
Yes, Saudi Arabia. There's news coming out of the COMEX in London that their gold stored there is being hypothecated and sold off, stolen, whatever you like to call it. It looks like now Saudi Arabia is the next target for destabilization.
Yeah, it does look like it's just proceeding apace all around the globe. This whole gold rehypothecation thing has just gone completely out of control. There was another story over the weekend where an individual, not a government, who had physical gold on deposit in the Swiss banks can't get that back either. So everybody's playing fast and loose with stored vaulted gold bullion. It's probably to make good on all these gold futures contracts they've been using to keep the price of gold down. If you're going to invest in gold and silver, you get the physical in your own control. At this point, even the vaulting companies cannot be trusted, certainly not the New York Federal Reserve or the Bank of France or the Bank of England. Just get it under your own control. Bury it in the mayonnaise jar out back behind the pineapple plantation.
Yeah, well, if this thing with Russia does come into this economic warfare, gold will skyrocket, and
It definitely will, because one of the sanctions Russia is planning, if the U.S. and European Union move forward with wider-based sanctions, is that Russia will demand payment for all exported products in gold. Now, this is aimed specifically at Europe and Germany, because Europe imports 30% of their natural gas from Russia, with most of that going to Germany, and Russia knows Germany doesn't have their physical gold on hand. They only got 5 tons back from the New York Federal Reserve, and that's not even fully pure. It was diluted down to 95% pure. when it was recast.
Well, I think, Michael, that maybe they won't demand gold, but they can. The Russians will tell Europe, you can pay in euros, completely bypassing the dollar, which will be like putting a noose around the dollar's neck. And, you know, they can say to all the countries, okay, you can pay in rubles, or you can pay in rupees, or renminbi. We'll accept anything. That will kill the dollar.
Well, absolutely they will. And that's another one of the threats Russia is making, that they will stop using the dollar completely, and they will start dumping their treasury bonds. They may already be doing it very slowly, trying to reduce their debt exposure. But, yeah, if this war of sanctions moves forward, it's going to be the United States and the European Union who suffer the most harm.
Yeah. Back to Saudi Arabia, there's been lots of talk about various, you know, things like Saudi Arabia was responsible for 9/11, which is rubbish.
Yeah, it is. Of course,
I mean, they're deliberately going after Saudi Arabia now. It seems to be that is the next target in the Middle East.
I think Saudi Arabia is on the list after Iran, but they're definitely a target. And back when they were trying to float this idea that Saudi Arabia was behind 9/11, I said, yeah, it indicates that Saudi Arabia is now a target for the United States government. And folks, anytime that you see anybody out there saying, well, Saudi Arabia was behind 9/11, just ask them why. Saudi Arabia makes a lot of money off the United States. Saudi Arabia has a great deal of their money, billions and billions of dollars invested in the U.S. They don't want to risk having that confiscated. If Saudi Arabia really hated the United States of America, they don't need to crash airplanes into skyscrapers. All they need to do is ask for all their money back all at once. It would be a real-life version of the movie Rollover. The U.S. economic system would collapse completely, and it would be 100% legal for Saudi Arabia to do that.
Absolutely. Well, as Russia is doing it, do you think it might give the Saudis the idea that maybe they should get their money out rather quickly, being as they're being targeted?
I would say that's probably going to be true, not just of Saudi Arabia, but if this war of sanctions starts to escalate and Russia gets out, dumps their treasuries at bargain basement prices and drops the dollar, China will probably follow suit. India's already indicated they'll follow suit. And when you have those three large economies bailing on the treasuries and the dollar, the rest of the world will panic, and it will be a global dump on the U.S. Treasury bond.
Well, just those three nations, Michael, you've got more than half the world's population.
Absolutely, absolutely. No, this thing could very easily get out of control, and this is why when we hear people like McCain and Bolton out there screaming, we've got to punish them, they're going from a position of extreme weakness in terms of both an economic and an eventual military war.
Okay, then, Michael, I'll let you go. Keep up the good work. Keep informing the people.
I will do my best here. Now, Syrian troops yesterday seized full control of the rebel stronghold Yabrud in the region near the Lebanese border. And so the hired mercenaries are losing. The U.S. was unable to justify military intervention last summer with that bogus story that Assad was gassing his own Alawite supporters with a banned chemical weapon right in front of the U.N. chemical weapons inspectors on the very day they arrived. And it made no sense for Assad to do something that stupid. And we had Obama and Kerry up there on TV and say, oh, yes, Assad's gassing his own people. We've got to invade. And they seem to have been caught by surprise by the extreme pushback from the American people and from the entire world. And they weren't able to get in there. And now it looks like Syria may pull off kicking out the hired mercenary army. Meanwhile, the Syrian opposition, they're getting desperate for support because they're not getting it from the U.S. and Europe. They've offered Israel a deal that if Israel will lend their support to the hired mercenaries to kick out Assad, they will surrender all Syrian interest in the Golan Heights. In other words, if they succeed in kicking out Assad and they become the new government, they will let Israel keep the Golan Heights. They're making deals with property they don't quite own yet. And again, we're seeing the same thing in Ukraine. The new coup d'etat government is just giving the nation away, privatizing all of the public assets, austerity on the people. They're just making these giveaway deals for oil and gas flowing through their country. Every time you have one of these coup d'etats, it drives the general population down to abject poverty. That's what happened in Iran in 1953. It's what happened in Cuba when the U.S. helped Batista get back into power. Chile under Pinochet. It's a standard practice. Now then, we were following the story of that North Korean-flagged oil tanker that put into port in Libya, in one of the ports controlled by the Libyan people, not under the control of the U.S. puppet regime. And there was a big stink about it. Libya was going to fire on that North Korean-flagged oil tanker. There's been a new development on that story. When we come back from these commercials, I'll go into that in a little bit more detail. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Friends, family, co-workers that have lost their health insurance for treatment and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices. Consider AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com. Heart bypass, valve replacement, six figures under U.S. prices. Hip or knee replacement? Some of the best cosmetic surgeons on the planet. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com is honored to be associated with a highly internationally certified hospital serving 300,000 patients a year. Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com and click on medical tours today. You could be on an operating table 72 hours from now.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com. How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF P.O. Box 385 Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas, yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We got a caller on the line, Shannon in Tennessee. Aloha, Shannon. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I got two things that I want to talk to you about to give examples of how sorry this government has gotten to be. The first thing is I have noticed here lately, I used to be real big on calling and writing and emailing these congressmen and senators and stuff. And today, just to give you an example of how sorry they've gotten to be, I tried calling John McCain's office to ask him what kind of a moron he was. Of course, I knew I wasn't going to get him on the phone, but here lately, a lot of those senators that are so popular with the people are getting to where they hide behind their voicemail on their phone and will not answer, and it don't matter which office you call, whether it's in D.C. or any of their district offices. That was the first thing. And the second thing is I've got a friend whose name I won't give out on that's on Facebook, who's an expat retiree living over in Thailand. And apparently this month, all the American expats that are living over there in Thailand who get their money in direct deposit, even though a lot of them get their money in direct deposits in U.S. banks here in the United States, none of them got their Social Security payments. None of them. And they're making them jump through all kinds of hoops. So anyway, I just wanted to run that by you and for your thoughts on these two subjects, and I'll listen off air.
Okay, well, first of all, with regard to Social Security is broke. Back when Social Security was created, the idea was that they would take your money out of your paychecks, put it into a fund, invest the fund to create a profit, and then out of that profit would pay for your retirement. And it sounded like a really good idea at the time. But we know over the years that the Social Security Trust Fund has been used to fund pork barrel projects by politically powerful members of Congress that don't generate a revenue return. Second, we know that starting with the Clinton administration, the cash set-aside, the buildup in Social Security for the baby boomers was borrowed and replaced with Treasury bonds, and now the U.S. government can't redeem those. So Social Security is in serious, serious trouble, and we're going to start seeing them find ways to not make payments or to reduce payments or disqualify people left and right because they simply don't have it and there's no place they can get it. There's already a Treasury bond bubble. And there aren't enough living American taxpayers to make good on all of that paper that's out there. And that's just the reality. Now, with regard to Senator McCain, and first of all, polls are showing him to be the least popular senator in the country. How does he keep getting reelected is what I want to know. Diebold, we guarantee the election results. And but you need to understand that representatives and senators automatically ignore and block comments coming from outside their constituency. And we know that email is filtered to simply block anything not coming from within the district. And the automated phone systems can look at the area code that you're calling from. And if you're not calling from within McCain's state, yeah, you're going to get routed to voicemail and you can yell and scream at that. And probably nobody's playing back those messages anyway. You know, they don't want to go out there and say, get out of here. You're not in my state. Cause that's going to just increase the hostility. But yeah, they filter a lot. And of course, every senator and representative is surrounded by a staff that are filtering the communications going in and going out. We don't know who those people are getting second paychecks from. And even without being compromised and working for other interests, those staffs around these members of Congress, they want to keep their very high-paying government jobs, and they're going to be telling the senator and the representative what they think their boss wants to know rather wants to hear rather than what he needs to know. And so there's even more filtering taking care of that. Now then, I want to get back to this story about the North Korean flagged oil tanker. It's supposedly owned by Saudi interests, but flagged in North Korea, put into one of the ports in Libya that is under the control of the Libyan people who are trying to kick out their U.S. puppet government. And it looks like they're really close to doing that. They chased the legislature out of the legislative building. They're now trying to run the country from a five-star hotel that's easier to secure. And there was this oil tanker that was loading in this port. The Libyan government threatened to fire on it if it left with a load of oil. The tanker left. Libya supposedly fired on it. There was a bit of a fire. And now, apparently, Obama ordered U.S. Navy SEALs to hijack this North Korean-flagged oil tanker in international waters in the Mediterranean, supposedly close to Cyprus right now. And I don't know how North Korea is going to take, how they're going to respond to the U.S. hijacking of a ship flagged in their country. It's not their ship, so they may calm down about it. But this is very, very dangerous when you have the U.S., under the guise of national security, literally hijacking oil tankers in international waters. And there really is no way to put a positive spin on this. All right, so let's talk about Malaysian Airlines Flight 370. Malaysia's government, very strangely, I mean, they've been very slow at coming out with information about this. The Malaysian government is now refusing U.S. assistance in the case, whether it's the FBI or the NTSB, who technically don't really have jurisdiction outside of our own borders. But the offer was made, and Malaysia said, no, we've got this under control. More and more people are starting to ask questions about Diego Garcia, and did the plane go down there? And I was noticing on Fox News earlier, they had a map saying it could have gone to Turkmenistan, could have gone to Kazakhstan, could have gone up. No, it couldn't. I'll tell you why. Because all these countries, every country maintains military radar at their borders. We have a bunch of them here in Hawaii. These are search radars. They are not looking for transponders. They're doing skin paint, direct mode. A 777 is a very large aircraft. It's not designed to be radar stealthy. Quite the contrary, they want to make sure it's going to show up on radar. So that 777 could not have gone anywhere without the military radars picking it up. It was a military radar that picked it up flying near Silver Island in the Straits of Malacca. So that plane did not, in fact, turn north and go into India or any place along the subcontinent or Central Asia, because there would have been all kinds of radars picked it up, not just the military radars, drug interdiction radars, civil authorities, the Coast Guards. They all would have seen it. There have been no reports ever since that one about the Straits of Malacca where a radar picked up that target. So it had to fly out somewhere over the ocean, and more people are looking down at Diego Garcia. Was it taken there? And again, there is one other possibility. If this plane was not commandeered to be used in some kind of a false flag terror attack, which probably by now they've canceled because of all the attention on Diego Garcia and the rest of it, but if it wasn't taken for a false flag, then we're back to my original theory that it was stolen, flown to an abandoned airfield, and it's being dismantled and sold for spare parts. Because remember, spare parts for the Boeing 777 are in short supply all over the world. Boeing doesn't make them anymore. And carefully dismantled and sold for spare parts, that stolen airplane is worth hundreds of millions of dollars. Now, a lot of attention is being focused on the pilot, who was kind of a wild child. Apparently, he'd, you know, invite the hotties from the passengers to ride up in the cockpit with him. That's a violation of flight regulations. Malaysia has now confirmed that one of the communication systems on the aircraft was turned off several minutes before the last voice communication from the cockpit saying everything was okay. So it does look like the pilot was part of whatever this was. And maybe they simply approached this pilot and said, we'll give you $5 million out of our $100 million we're going to make for this thing for you to take the plane someplace else. You know, we don't really know. You know, I don't think it was a suicide. I didn't crash it in any place on the ground. A lot of people talking about the plane flying up to 45,000 feet, which is higher than its design altitude, and whether it was done to asphyxiate the passengers. I disagree with that, and when we come back from these commercials, I'll explain why.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Mm-hmm. There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The 3-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about Flight 370. And there's information out that the plane was actually flown up to an altitude of 45,000 feet, which is above its normal altitude that it's supposed to operate at. A lot of people are wondering if that was done to depressurize the cabin and kill off the passengers. Well, you can do that at 35,000 feet. We're talking about 1 o'clock in the morning. The passengers were primarily asleep. And if you just slowly depressurize the cabin, remember, your body measures not oxygen in your blood, but carbon dioxide. So as long as you're able to exhale carbon dioxide, you don't feel you're out of breath. That's why high-altitude hypoxia is so sneaky. And most of those passengers would have gone from sleep right into unconsciousness without waking up. That gets rid of the problem of rioting passengers on board the airplane. The reason I think it went up to 45,000 feet was to avoid other traffic, because remember, the aircraft is no longer under air traffic control. It's flying off its intended course, and it does not want to be seen by and even possibly rammed by other civilian traffic passing beneath. And I think that's the reason for the bop up to that altitude. Now, needless to say, everybody is climbing on board Flight 370 to push their own agendas. And down in Israel, the ex-security chief for El Al, Israel's national airline, is saying the disappearance of Malaysian Flight 370 points directly to Iran. It's Iran did this. It's Iran do this. And following up on that, we had a story over at Newsmax saying that, you know, obviously this is Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda had a Malaysian cell plotting an airline hijacking. So they're out there just pounding this thing for all that it's worth, trying to basically, again, push their own immediate agenda. But looking at all the available facts, yes, I'm coming to agree that the pilot was involved with this, which I think more supports the chop shop theory than the false flag theory. But I think both of those are still very much viable. And again, I do not agree with all these theories that the plane was flown up to India or Turkmenistan or Iran or whatever, because of all the intervening territory with military search radars, drug interdiction search radars, especially for drug interdiction. You don't really know where those are because you've got these airplanes and ships are out there basically just tooling around trying to find the drug smugglers, and they would have picked up this aircraft. So definitely off to the southwest, away from all the radars. And it's either being repainted for a false flag, or it's been they called off the false flag because of all the negative attention, and it's been dumped in the ocean, or it's in a chop shop. And I'm not ready to write that theory off either. Now, interesting story that came out of JonathanTurley.org about Obama's opaque sense of transparency. And he's commenting on a report out of Associated Press, basically pointing out that President Obama, when he first campaigned for the presidency back before 2008, promised the most transparent administration ever. The reality is that it is the most opaque administration ever. It has defied Congress in refusing to turn over documents to oversight committees. This prompted a vote to demand Attorney General Eric Holder be prosecuted for obstruction. The Obama administration then prevented the prosecutors from acting on the charge. It's just absolutely another case where Obama is not delivering what he promised to deliver when he campaigned. Alrighty, I want to talk a little bit about police brutality. It's getting a little bit out there. Still seeing a lot of repercussions coming out of that case down in Alabama where this guy clipped a truck, took off his rearview mirror. They pulled over to trade insurance information. The cops pull up. And this young driver, with his wallet in his hand and his hands up, walks back to meet the police officers, and they shoot him in the stomach. Put him on the ground and shout, "Where's the other? Where's the other? Where's the other?" He was driving alone. Just amazing, reckless stuff. Apparently, a story in Pennsylvania. An elderly Pennsylvania man was tasered by police six times in a Walmart parking lot after being mistaken for his brother. Didn't check ID, didn't make sure they had the right guy, they just zapped him six times. Now remember, we have had a cardiac expert on our show that says tasers are not non-lethal. Yes, you can survive them, but it's not a guarantee. If that 30, 50,000 volt jolt hits your heart at the exact right time in its beat cycle, it'll cause your heart to fibrillate and you will die. They are not non-lethal. They've killed hundreds and hundreds of people with these tasers. Now, there's a very weird video that came out of Connecticut, you know, the state where the governor is telling the Second Amendment supporters, "You lost, get used to it." Apparently, there was this college dorm that got raided with a SWAT-style raid up in Connecticut. And somebody got it all on video. And they were the Connecticut police were in there with their M16s and their body armor, and they had the big armored truck outside and just a huge crowd of police all over a plastic toy sword. Nobody even knows how this thing got started. Maybe one of the undercover informants said, "Oh, he's got an illegal knife over there," and they just swarmed in. They were going to grab this illegal knife and try and get some headlines. But they're looking pretty stupid to have spent this much taxpayer money rousting all these kids out of the dorm, traumatizing them over a plastic toy sword. Now, I want to make a point here. The Second Amendment reserves the right to keep and bear arms to the American people. It doesn't say firearms. It says arms. That means all arms, spears, swords, what have you, are covered by that Second Amendment. Now, the United States Supreme Court ruled in United States versus Miller that the Second Amendment reserves to the people the same arms as carried by the military. You see any military in their dress uniform, what's on their hip? It's a sword. Theirs are not plastic, I might add. Now, here in Hawaii, the only bans on cutting weapons are balisongs, spring-operated knives, and dirks, which is defined as any knife where the blade is sharpened down both sides for the entire length of the blade. Swords are legal, although the cops will still take them and force you to try and get them back. But that Second Amendment is not just about guns. It does cover knives. Got a caller on the line, Bill in Texas. Aloha, Bill. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, thank you very much. I heard a report this morning that several large gun shops that sell parts were raided in the last few days. Mm-hmm. And one of them that I do business with is Ares, A-R-E-S Armor, A-R-M-O-R. And they're famous, one of the things they're famous for is a plastic, even though it's a high-grade plastic, 80% AR-15 lower. And when they went to get approval from the BATF or whatever they call themselves this week, it was considered a paperweight because it's 80%. It's non-functional. You can't put anything in it. You got to, you know, physically work on it. And according to the information I got when I looked it up, is that one of the main things they were after was customer lists, who bought these particular products, and they cracked into their safe and, you know, obviously took their computers. They're still in business. They said if they have to use calculators over the phone, they'll keep doing business. But I just thought I'd throw that out there that, you know, this happened three verified times in the last week.
Well, what's interesting about the Ares case, because I was going to talk about that here, Ares Armor had gone and gotten a court restraining order saying to
the
ATF, yeah, you cannot go in and grab these people's records for something which is arguably not a firearm anyway, and the ATF is not only violating the Fourth Amendment, they were defying a judge's restraining order. And we're seeing more and more with these government agencies just see themselves as completely above the law, whether it's BATFE or NSA or CIA. I've always wondered, how is it that one agency got the guns, the explosives, and the booze, and the tobacco? Let's smoke a cigar, have a couple of hits of scotch, and go out and grab guns, all in this one agency.
Well, I had fun, this is a few years ago, I'll make it a short story, where this government agency was giving me a hard time in Florida. And I said, okay, show me where you have this authority in this state to deal with this, and they couldn't do it.
Oh, yeah, they
finally got them off my back, because they couldn't even prove they had authority.
No, they try and get by bluff and everything. And when we come back from this commercial break, I'll share a story with you. And this is an old story. It's from several years ago. But it will give you an idea of the mentality of these BATF people. Thanks a lot for the call, Bill. Going to let you go. Back after these few words.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Hi, Sandra Anderson here. How can you help Republic Broadcasting to win $20,000 at no cost to you and enter a chance to win $50,000? Download my Keller Williams app sweepstakes. If you have an iPhone, Android, or iPad mobile device, you can enter. You may not know me and are asking, how is this going to benefit RBN? Well, if I win the competition, I'm going to donate the $20,000 to Republic Broadcasting Network. See, John and I started Republic Broadcasting in 2004. Yes, I'm the wife, and I am a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Here's all you do. Go to RBN's homepage at republicbroadcasting.org and look under RBN Updates and follow the directions. Tell your friends, it only takes a minute of your time, and I would appreciate the support greatly, and so will you if you win the $50,000. The sweepstakes ends March 31st, and I know we can win this with your participation.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Now, longtime listeners know that I'm a supporter of the Second Amendment, and I am a shooter myself. I was raised in a part of the country where you get your first firearm on your 12th birthday, and I lived in a town where if you took your gun to school, it was no big deal. You left it in the cloakroom because on your way home from school, you'd be varminting the garden, chasing the critters out that were eating your crops, and that was just a normal part of life. I'm a big fan of black powder guns, both for the sense of history and because there's a lot less paperwork. You don't have to register black powder guns, especially if you're shooting a patched ball. There's no ballistic test that can match that ball back to the firearm that you shot it from, and so that you don't have the BATF hassling you. Or so I thought. when I was still living in Southern California, there was this wonderful store down in Orange County that sold historical recreation supplies for the pioneer recreators, for the Civil War recreators, and they carried and sold a lot of black powder guns and supplies. And I remember I was in there one time, and there was an agent from the ATF demanding to make copies of all the people who had purchased black powder guns. Now, that is, of course, completely outside their jurisdiction. Black powder guns are not registered. You don't have to tell the government that you have them. And this guy was just bullying and belligerent, and the store owner stood his ground and said, you don't have an authority to have this information. Certainly you don't have a warrant. And repeated, you know, black powder guns are not registered. And the ATF agent said, we'll get around to you someday. I mean, that's the attitude you're getting from these guys. Absolutely here. Over at the Oklahoma State Capitol, there were 40 sheriffs who showed up for a scheduled event, Sheriff's Day at the State Capitol. And when they arrived, they were told that one of the senators, who was being anonymous, he sent the message through intermediaries, said that before the senators could be allowed into the Oklahoma State Capitol for their senators, for their Sheriff's Day, they would have to remove their firearms. And the senators basically turned around and walked out, their guns still in their holsters, and good for those sheriffs. And for the gun grabbers, do you realize what kind of a strategic mistake this kind of attitude is when you're sending a message that you don't even trust the law enforcement? All right, we're going to grab a phone call here. Jim in South Carolina, aloha. Jim, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. I'd like to back up to this firearms thing going on in California with the ATF breaking into the armory.
Yes.
That is not without precedent. It's been done before. And it was done by Andrew Jackson to the Cherokee Indians in Georgia. And his comment was, let's see you enforce your court order.
Well, we seem to have that same attitude today with the BATF. I think the BATF would be liable for civil damages at this point, certainly for the physical damage and the emotional trauma suffered by the gun store employees. And again, what they're talking about are customers who bought this plastic, looks like a lower for an AR-15, you know, but can't really be used as one. And we can see there in a, and by the way, if you notice, the focus is always on the military style weapons. If this were about crime prevention, they'd be going after the small, concealable handguns, the Saturday Night Specials, the El Cheapos, which are used in overwhelmingly the amount of crime. Nobody goes in and robs a store carrying a big, giant AR-15 with lasers and lights on the front. It's too obvious when you're walking down the street. No, what they're worried about is they're concerned that we, the American people, are getting ready to hold a referendum to declare our secession from Washington, D.C., we know this government has been arming itself and fortifying itself to wage war against the American people in the 50 states, and they're trying to figure out some way to disarm the American people. And they're getting to ridiculous levels. I mean, remember that big stink where they were blocking shipment of these airsoft machine guns, toy machine guns, and they were confiscating them on the grounds that they could be converted to fire real bullets. And it was absurd. Anybody who actually knows anything about guns and knows anything about those airsoft guns, there is no way they can be converted to fire a live round. Maybe once. And at that point, you're probably going to fly a lot further than the bullet itself is. But it was completely ridiculous. And yet, this is what they're doing. They don't even want things that look like assault rifles in the hands of the American people.
From what I've been reading, Connecticut also has a big problem where they're firearms gun banned and their high capacity magazine ban. It seems as the police are not going to enforce it, and they're not registering their guns either.
Well, there is a huge grassroots opposition all across the country to more and more of these gun grabber laws, and every time they come out with another gun grabber law, gun store sales go right through the roof. Ammo's in short supply. Certain models of guns are in short supply. And, you know, it's even getting hard to find some of the, like, black powder revolvers. You know, you can't even find them anymore. People are just stocking up on all this stuff.
I have a neighbor that was not anti-gun, but they were like me before Obama's election. Guns, take them or leave them. Well, they've suddenly seen that it could be a good idea to have a gun in the house.
Well, you know, absolutely it's a good idea to have a gun in the house. There's a story I've got down here. Let me just zip on down. This was a story in Breitbart.com where this burglar broke into a house. The woman stopped him, held him at gunpoint, and called the police. And the police took 23 minutes to arrive. I mean, can you imagine this? She calls 911, say, I've got a burglar in my home. I'm holding him at gunpoint. And the police still took 23 minutes to arrive. So anytime you hear the gun grabbers out there saying that you can surrender your guns and rely on the police to protect you, it is nonsense. The police are never there in time to thwart a crime. They'll show up after it's all over. They'll pose with the dead body in their fancy uniforms and say, you know, we promise justice and retribution, but they aren't really doing it. More crime is stopped in progress by the American people with legally owned firearms than the police are. And the police are proving to be a huge danger to the American public. Since 9/11, the police have wrongfully murdered 8 times as many Americans as have died by terrorist attacks.
That's true. Another little anecdote to the story about the long duration of wait. A friend of mine had his tool shed broken into, and he called 911, and the woman said the police are going to take at least 30 minutes to get there. He said, okay, I'll take care of it myself. He went outside, put 2 rounds in the air, and the police showed up in 3 minutes.
Well, that's certainly a better way to handle the situation, but right now, I think on a national level, the average response time to a 911 call for the police is running about 18, 19 minutes. And that means they're not going to get there until whatever is happening is already over and done with. So, again, I do not advocate violence against the government because clearly they want something like that to happen. But common sense says you should be armed in your home to protect yourself against criminals who are coming into your home. And, you know, when the government initiates violence against you, prudence demands you be prepared to return fire. Because we seem to be coming up on that crisis. At this point, the only way this government is going to get rid of what remains of the Constitution is to have some kind of a domestic national emergency where they can simply ban all firearms and then they're free and clear to seize all your physical silver and gold, because they're desperate for that right now. They're desperate for every single ounce of gold physical they can get their hands on to try and stop the gold run on the banks. I'm sorry, I couldn't hear.
My last comment is all police can do is take an after-action report after everything is done. That's all they do, after-action reports.
Of course, because anybody who's a criminal isn't going to pull the gun or start their crime when there's a black and white or a uniform visible. Common sense has to tell you the police are not going to thwart any crime because the criminals are going to go where the police aren't. What we need for the criminals to understand is when you go into that home, you may walk into, a bullet. But if the gun grabbers get their way, the criminals are going to know, hey, all the homes are wide open. It's just like they have in Great Britain. Walk in and steal the TV set with the family sitting right there. Anti-gun is pro-crime. That's the absolute reality. We got to take a break for our top of the hour blurb and commercials. We'll be back with hour number 3 after these few words from our sponsors.